Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You have found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
We will open with a prayer as my son, Melvin Jr., remembers his grandmother.
Hey, a special shout-out. Mel.
Yeah.
Say that prayer one more time.
I like to wish everybody in the whole world happy Mother's Day, and that they spend it with them, with their children and their family. And all the grandparents, and their family, and their nieces and nephews, and that God and Jesus Christ bless them all. Happy Mother's Day. Amen.
Don't forget the special shout-out.
Don't send my special shout-out to my grandmother, to my two grandmothers in heaven, and that they are all related together and doing themselves, talking about them and the family. Amen.
Mm-hmm. You said a special grandma, shout out to your grandma in heaven, huh?
Yes, to both of them.
Let it melt.
Hey, bye-bye.
There was a woman in the Bible day.
Big prayer, Mother's Day prayer. Oh, Junior.
So very long.
But that blocks that radio, touch that network. It's my mother.
Nope.
Music with some thoughts.
The gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh. Said if I could just touch the hem of his garment. doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said it was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, "Oh,
this is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
With that,
if me to on the morning, early morning, about 6 a.m., January 10th, 5 days, the yeah, I call it MTV. Angel coming from and over going up. Born in Portsmouth, Virginia. First, 1929, to Bishop Paul M. Howard and Cornelia Newby. Attending both Catholic and public school, she came to New York after marrying James Arthur Stanley Sr. At the time, not a senior, in 1947. Traveled to New York City and resided in famed Harlem in New York City, and then in 1949 moved to famed Brooklyn in renowned Bedford Stuyvesant section, not too far from Ebbets Field. Here she resided for over 70 years, 233 Stuyvesant Avenue, apartment 3A, and was a member of the legendary Cornerstone Baptist Church for 66 years. She had four children, Melvin named after his dad's best friend, Helen after her dad's mother, and who, like Vivian's, passed at a young age. Helen at 35, Cornelia, her 11 mother at 42. Oddly, Lisa, last born, looked just like her grandmother, Helen. Chosen as Vivian heard someone calling someone by that name. James is named after his dad, so much like him. Vivian also lost two children during early pregnancy. Jerry, herself, the second born of seven siblings, David, first, G. Paul John Newey, Virginia, and Cornelia, named after her mother, Cornelia. Vivian became the oldest sibling after the tragic car accident death David. Her mother's catching tuberculosis, she too at an early age became the matriarch. She's also proud of the fact that starting a prayer group at her beloved and famed Brooklyn Jewish Hospital. Hiring in 1994. True child of God and mother unsurpassed. Today I both mourn yet applaud the life of my beloved mother and echo the words of my beloved sister Helen.
You're listening to Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. With Doc Stanley and his posse, where we rope the rumors, all side issues, and brand the truth. Trust in God.
We continue with tribute shows to my beloved mother. And, well, for years I remember I always wanted to play this song and did. A girl once told me, you know what? You don't love nobody but your mother. And Eric McConnell would say,
here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what color was you coming today?
connection to life. But dig this here. Now see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it.
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
I had to put it on somebody. Hey, Bill, what's your mama say? She said, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And you go to jail.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah. My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, son. I know when your mommy cooked them good home-cooked bits of baby.
Did we use the game?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked her.
Crescendo always touches me. I remember coming home from school and get home and Mommy would have dinner ready. And she surprised us with an apple pie and them home-cooked biscuits. And, you know, you don't realize as you go back in retrospect how much healthier you were the home cooking as opposed to going to a restaurant or you, what you saw on TV. My mother made the greatest sweet potato pies in the world. And now that recipe is gone. She used to make me sweet potato every year. Every year, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Because she knew I loved them. And I had a girlfriend. And she would make her one. And me and my girlfriend broke off. So when she gave me one for her and one for me, it was two for me. And I remember Mom was Ollie Frazier won. A lot of people thought the they won. I was one of them, too. Mother was so abreast of what was happening. She said, everybody, she said, Ollie, get him. Ollie, get him. Like that song, she said, Ollie losing, my mom said, was like, and a lady.
Each day through my window, I watch her.
Yeah, it was something else. And we you know, at the funeral, a lot of things I wanted to say, didn't it? I wanted to acknowledge the flowers sent by my daughter for my beloved grandma. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body at home with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5th chapter 8 verse. Love them, Margie, Justin, Mike, and Mila, them and family. Emily, her beloved mother, Margie, my other son, Justin, Mike, her husband, and Mila, the baby. And, you know, at that time, too, Mike and my other son-in-law had just lost their grandmother. So they had lost their grandmother at the same time that my children apparently were losing their grandmother. Some thoughts as I put things in here. And, you know, some of my mom's greatest line, only what you do for Christ lasts. And she used to have, I got my ticket to glory. And sometimes, you know, as a kid, he would say certain things to me like, I'll do something. No, you forget, Miller. Usually, the boy just a hat rack. You know, married my dad, James Arthur Stanley Sr. Children, Melvin, I was the firstborn. Named after my dad's best friend. My mother used to tell me, that was your dad's best friend. I don't know what he did, but he was your dad's best friend, and he just felt so indebted to him. He said, Melvin set on hospital steps. I got born in Maryview Hospital in Portsmouth, Virginia. And my dad turned to him and said, Melvin, if it's a boy, I'm going to name him after you. I'm just so sad I never pursued my dad about that or even tried to find Mr. Melvin. James was born after, named after my father. Helen, second born, is named after my dad's mother, Helen, who tragically passed away at age 35. Went to the hospital and was supporting the black hospital, and some things went awry. And Teresa, whose name is Teresa, looks just like my grandmother, Helen. But my mother heard somebody one day when she was pregnant say her name Teresa or Teresa, and she named her Teresa. Yeah, that's Helen. Helen got her name from her grandmother, and Teresa got her name, who looks just like our grandmother. My Uncle Nia is born just before my grandmother passed away, and she named after my grandmother. But my mother, who became the matriarch of the family, had just taken over when her mother got sick doing things around the house. You know, and my aunt told me she'd do their hair and send out to school, and a lot of people thought that Cornelia was her mother's baby. Yeah, because she saw her everywhere. She went to Catholic school and public school, wanted to join the famous Third Baptist, right across the street from 1411 Queen Street, but she went to Pentecostal Church, and she eventually did join Sandy F. Ray at Cornerstone Baptist Church, where she's a member for 66 years. Yeah, I didn't realize, I didn't learn my grandmother's maiden name, Newby, until after my mother passed, and you know, some research and stuff was done by my great aunt Cornelia. Ivy was one of her athletic heroes that she knew was conscious of. Willie Mays. Dad took out the Giant game. Willie Mays played. In fact, Willie looked so much like my dad. Willie Mays had a birthday too, May 6th. And so the three heroes, sports heroes she admired, Muhammad Ali, Willie Mays, and the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena. I remember when they had that first ever prime time television match for females. And I was going, it was a Monday. I was going by to see my mom's as a visitor. And I was thinking, well, you know, I won't see the match because, where's mommy? Mommy's like, no, the sports. And when I walked in the door, there was the game, the match getting ready to come on. My mother telling me all about the historical aspects of it, both from tennis, female, and black. And she had one of her best dresses on her head. And sit down. She said, we're going to watch this. And we watched it. And I remember that was a moment of unique interest and special to her, as it was the Obama. I remember when Obama was inaugurated, I was there. I was there. Me and her sat down and watched it. And what I remember, too, is the Williams match that Venus kind of was apologizing for beating Serena. And Serena's going, Venus, don't worry. I guess he was saying, hey, I'll get you down the line, but I'm taken back by their bonds with each other. I think sometimes sisters are closer than brothers. My mother talked about how her sisters, so they always said they would all get together down the line and have a place and live together. Aunt Neary passed before my mother did. And so now of the siblings, David was the first. My Uncle David killed in a car accident at about 10 years old. My mother asked about him. I was asking, she said, well, she didn't know that much about him because she was young, too. And she said, I'll never forget, she said, I remember looking up in the casket. That's how young she was. I remember looking up in the casket, she said. And so she became the oldest of the siblings and the matriarch. She was the one that raised them all. I always tell my cousins, you know, my mother is really your grandmother, too. Yeah. And she used to tell me she learned how to drive a stick shift car, truck, and she was short, so she had to put a couple of books, you know, so she could sit up on the seat and reach the shift gears. I wanted to be a teacher. And, wow, came so much more. A woman admired and loved in my love of Brazil, Peter McNeil from Scotland, who aided me so much in the understanding is my mother went to hospice because he had lost his mom. So the transition is going to be one of the top agents for football players. And, you know, he did just tell me, you know, remember his mother passed. And he told me, well, you know, so his mom's going to hospice. So there's going to be a transition, adjustment. I just thought about, it's remarkable, you know, this man from this country knew about my mom's, you know, as Elke, young lady I had been dating in Brazil, never met my mom, but yet had this profound respect for her. Talked about, so you could see the residue of her intellect and consciousness and good work in me as a son, and that was flattering. I remember Carolina Braga, a famous singer, said she would be listening in with love to my mom's funeral service on Zoom. And Christine, another part of Brazil, said, you know, I never met your mother, but I loved her, and I'll miss her. And some other quotations here. Flowers from my dear friend Mike McNeil. Mike McNeil. And his beloved wife, I went there and saw the basket of flowers they had sent. You know, those only two set of flowers mom's got. I think James has requested not a lot of flowers. We had the flowers from Demi and the family set that we had sent there. Now, you know, one rose in the hand of living is worth more than countless leaves on the grave. And the pride. And then my mom's, you know, Arthur Kitt is a cousin of ours, as is Brenda Sykes. And we also had a cousin that ran with, I can't remember that lady's name, Bob was around, of that gold medal team, Olympian champion, friends of Ella Fitzgerald, out of Newport News, Virginia. And it's a horde of other people. Robert Elberthay Jr., our cousin, the first ever black commander of the JCSC unit in the history of the United States military. I think it'd be apropos to play a little more gospel. Fairest Lord Jesus, I said, was a song that my mother had taught me. And it was a Catholic song. And just remembered that song. And we also have here a couple of others that I like myself. Like I said, the Fairest Lord Jesus was the one that my mom had taught me. And the Christmas song, and the Way in the Manger. I just remember that one so well, too. You know, Away in the Manger, no crib for his bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars from heaven looked down when he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Yeah. I remember that horde of things. So I remember as a little leaguer, 9 years old, and I want to play some music from Brazil, so I don't remember the people from Brazil that, you know, thought about my mom. Mom's, you know, the sun got in my eyes in the outfit. Came up. Forget it. Kelly. Play the left field. Because left field, that's the best position in the little league. And, my mother got the, you know, just in my eyes. And she said, oh, she said nothing. Next time I saw, and you can understand, you know, cost $2. A lot of money for sunglasses. Only guy's sunglasses. I wish I had held on to the sunglasses. Play sunglasses in the outfit. Combination of head.
Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Ah, beleza que existe. A beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha.
First, 1929 in Virginia. Seven children were born to that union. She was the second child and the eldest joined the Union Holiness Pentecostal Church in Portsmouth, Virginia, at the age of 11, under the late Bishop Alston. Kept in Christ as a saint, and served on the usher board. Graduated from Our Lady of Victory High School in Portsmouth, Virginia. Is married to the late James Sr. She and her husband moved to New York, where she visited several churches while in Harlem area. Went on, she settled in Brooklyn. In 1985, she joined Cornerstone Baptist Church under the leadership of at Brooklyn Jewish Hospital, where she worked for 34 years as a diet aid, serving the sick. She started a prayer group for workers and loved the church family. Loved the Lord, loved the Thursday night prayer meetings, and a famous quote was, "Is the key to the kingdom and faith unlocks the door." Two favorite homes were, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." Her inspirational Bible verses was John 3:16. "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Leaves the church in memory of two daughters, Helen S. Banks of Harlem, and two Stanley of Brooklyn, also Bronx, New York, and Miss Stanley of Orange, New Jersey. Sisters, Mary Bethay of Chesapeake, Virginia, Virginia Thompson of Norfolk, Virginia, Cornelia Hollis, two brothers, Paul Howard Jr., also include the grandchildren. Latest being Mila on January. What a great grandchildren. Paul Stanley, two sisters-in-laws, Lillian Howard and Mabel Howard. Brother-in-law Robert. Loving God knows best. And he lifts us to a place of peace and rest. He has built the mansion where his children will abide, free from pain and sorrow, forever at his side. He said he'd never leave us to face our trials alone. Sometimes we fail him, never fail his own. Even when our choices are less than he would ask, he knows when human courage. Cannot judge what happens. Though there may be many things in arms he bears us, he mends the wounded spirit, fast into a better world of majesty and light. Be together in our faith. I will thank him for his mercy. Praise him. Along the road of suffering, took you up to heaven, all your pain. You may be out of sight, you may be worlds apart, but always be in our prayers, and forever in our heart. No more need to be said there.
Amigo de fé, meu irmão, camarada.
Welcome.
Amigo de tantos caminhos e tantas jornadas.
And with some chameleons, some Brazilian music in the background, Got to pay homage to the Brazilian singer Carlos Braga. I will tune in sending love, she said. São Paulo, look at my afiliado, Sikino, Nell, and Clarice. Thank them for all their prayers and thoughts. Nuri and her daughters, Ruby and Issa, and cigar neighbors, Sylvia, Agatha, and Sammy, also from São Paulo. Deicio Cotomacio, always my mother prayed for him. Al Pacino, Gabby and his son, Andrea. Baleem, Elke and Kyle and their mother. Elke Long has loved and there's so much respect and admiration for my mother. Recife, Mary Vanessa and her family. And also, you know, we're looking at her mother who's been under the weather a little bit. Here's Recife Thompson from Rio, both of Idonia, Posey and her family, who we've long not heard from, and Caxias, Marengo, there's Afiados, Andriano, Antonia, Mos Ali, my goddaughter, Sophia, Mulaney, Ursel, McKenna Mulay, and Andrea, Christine, her family, Canhada, MLA, Spider-Man, G. Fortaleza, E. Stu. This is William Madison and his wife, Mulaney. Also, look, probably sister Tina. And who from Jackson territory. Tyrone from now. Down in Bahia. Nancy from Chi-Town, Earl Wilson and Tony, Dora, Dora and Wilson, Puerto Rango, his lovely wife, Jiju Master, his daughter will just make the airlines, and Monica and Evil, Glazer, Josiani, Steve Glazer, Jimmy Nesfield, and thoughts and prayers, Jimmy's. Tina, Jarena, Penny, Fatima, Ahmed, Peter from Scotland, who just was so pivotal in helping me during this transition time, helping prepare me in his friendship and the great dinners. Other countries, Jacqueline from Cape Verde. Sister Ingrid, her daughter Mayla, their nephew. Jacqueline lost her beloved mother. I was a patient. Doc, bad news. Rico, Bobby and Maria, Trinidad, Diane, Reverend Keith Mendoza, wife, Honorable Mendoza. The Knights. And in Florida, same brother. Oh, mom's the lady who Birdie, Brazil, Scotland. Father friend, Andres. The Catholics, the Mennonites, the Muslim, and the Jewish. Boxing family, Luther Bello, I'll always be interning. Dave from Rock Nation Orange, and who out of nowhere just called me. Tristeza Baker talked about it. Lost his mother shortly. He might say, hey, you know, we can't be selfish. We want to keep them, but we where they are. Balls of comfort, the family. Oh, I just want to thank Jay, the hoops. Call me today. Jay said, you know, it's kind of rough, Doc. You know, Transit Department, thank Lopez. Elliot Lopez, the lovely wife. And the media. Here's your taste of history. considered the best to ever do it. There. Glenn Martin, third grade detective from Transit, him and his wife, and they made donations, actually paid for the services, both of them, you know. Nephew Damien, you know, son Jeremy, and Edwin, Uli. You just can't forget people who are there at important times. That's, you know, the great players come through in great moments. You know, doing it once or twice, okay, but, and they were there. They felt committed. They felt compelled. They felt compassion. They felt comfort. If Zeno, I said, you know, Doc, you had your mom a long time. My mother lost her mother when she was 19 years old. Sister Teresa lost her dad, 14. And like I said, Michael Neal, want to thank him for the flowers, Demony, you know, and then, you know, there's something special. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body, home with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:18. I tell you something, anybody who went to heaven is never back. That is going to hell, can't come back. Tribute. Mom. We had the best mom ever. For my sister Helen. Music, some more thoughts. I got some more words here. Just want to read them as I finally doing this tribute to my mother on Mother's Day. And I think it was important, you know, somebody made a comment about Brazil. Well, the people of Brazil, make some comments. We had never saw my mother, never met my mother, yet felt compelled. And prayers, thoughts. There was people who've been around all the time, you know. I just thought, when was the last time some of my nephews and them picked the phone up? Hey, Grandma, how you doing? How you feel? The birthday card. Mother's Day card. You know, just a call. You know. But I once said, you know, if you ain't famous in America, till you're dead. Sometimes that's how people ask. I'm trying to see if I can find this thing that Denzel Washington had on TikTok. I'm looking for it. And he talked about the relationship between a I think we've got thing with Brazil. No, we're going to play another gospel song for you. And I remember my late cousin Roland said, and one thing he admired about my mother, that whatever state she was in, she was confident. You know, and she stayed there. Linda Adams.
Alone in a world, it's just me and you. So lost. I don't know what to do.
Bible
now,
digital
what
religion.
If I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for. Especially today, when my life is so cloudy, guide me until I'm sure I know.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço.
Um abraço.
Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
This is a song that touches me deeply. Patti LaBelle saying, no one did this yet.
Thank you.
at Hammond.
Used to be no good, but now they call me. Call me.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Continuing my Mother's Day salute to my mom's, playing some music, some thoughts. I remember when she used to say this, but I remember there was a girl in the neighborhood liked me, and me and my brother, we would go down and meet my mother at the bus stop. I was early, and I remember, me walking with my mother, and Blondell was her name. She said, "Mama, who's that girl you with?" You know, and she says, "Oh, I say, Mrs. Stanley." You know, her and my sister look so much alike that a lot of times mom would be walking along. They say, "How you doing, Helen?" And she'd say, "Hey, I'm fine." And vice versa. Yeah. Mother Stanley, 72 years in the apartment. She said when we first moved there, they were sharing the apartment. And my dad had to go to the landlord-tenant court to set the precedent for kids to live in the building. At first, they didn't want any kids in the building. So my dad, again, and a Stanley, pioneer, a visionary, a person who made a change and something that was better for everybody. There's another song I'm going to play. As I remember when I first heard this song, I said, "You know, there's something about this song that's not just about an ordinary love.
Don't ask me why, don't wonder how, don't bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine, it's 'cause you're you, it's 'cause I'm love, it's what I do. Nothing you do, nothing you say, nothing could change the love that I promised you when I promised you I'd stay. It's 'cause you're mine, it's 'cause you're you, it's 'cause I'm love, it's what I do. Yes, I know all your mistakes from yesterday and the ones you'll make tomorrow. You've been trying so hard to comprehend what kind of love could cover all that sin. Just know there's nothing you could ever do that would ever, ever, ever change my love for you. Bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine, it's 'cause you're you, it's 'cause I'm love, it's what I do. Thank you.
Don't bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm love. It's what I.
I'm going to try to find my poem that I did today. In fact, I shouldn't have a problem finding it because my poem, my section that I dedicated to my mother. So let's get that for you and play it. And just, you know, a lot of memories, a lot of things. Now, my mother told me something, and you're not conscious of it. Your mother's always aware of her children, and she told me something that I wasn't aware of. But as I look back, you know, my mother and my dad and my grandmother and my father, grandfather are friends. Friendship is important, you know. And she told me something that I never forget. She says, you know, Melvin, you've always been better to your friends than they've been to you. So I've seen you take your shirt off your back and give it to your friends. I didn't remember that, but Mom said it is. Let me see if I can find that poem now. I turned down the volume on this song. Layla Hathaway and Kurt Whelan. Let's go with it. Here we go.
Thank you for the lady that was.
The name of the poem.
That taught us how to pray and send us off to Sunday school and church every single Sunday. Thank you for the lady that was, and our hearts will always be our beloved mother, our earth angel, Vivian Howard Stanley. Vivian Howard. Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley.
Yeah, I think I got another part to that. Let me get that.
Thank you for the lady that was that taught us how to pray and send us off to Sunday school and church every single Sunday. Thank you for the lady that was, and our hearts will always be our beloved mother, our earth angel, Vivian Howard.
I think I got a first part to that. Let me get that for you. I was just as I woke up this morning, like I'm saying, the first time I'm going to, my first Mother's Day without my mother, and it's rough. It's rough. Let me see now. I get that first.
Say that prayer one more time and say the special shout out.
Okay, that's not the one.
No.
Say that
prayer one more time.
I'm just rolling here. I'm trying to get that prayer for you. Well, that's Mel. Got a couple of prayers for Mel. But I had that me see now. We had that poem. Let me see something here. I'm going to send a copy to Marion. We'll get it right. Here we go. Here we go. Let's do it.
Thank you for the lady that was, who taught us love and gave us love. Thank you for the lady that was, that now is there with you above. Thank you for the lady that was, who taught us how to pray and serve you first. Thank you for the lady that was, who always gave us guidance and love. Thank you for the lady that was, the greatest mother of all. Thank you for the lady that was, will always live deep in our hearts and soul. Thank you for the lady that was, our beloved Mother Vivian. Thank you for the lady that was, who will always, in our hearts, have affection and love. Thank you for the lady that was. Oh, what a wonderful lady she'd be. Thank you for the lady that was, the greatest mommy and mother could ever be. Thank you for the lady that was, as we still feel the sting of her departure. But we know that the lady that was is with you, our beloved Savior and Father.
And I think this was the second part.
Thank you for the lady that was, that taught us how to pray and send us off to Sunday school and church every single Sunday. Thank you for the lady that was, and our hearts will always be, our beloved mother, our earth angel, Vivian Howard Stanley, Vivian Howard, Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley.
You know what's funny is that for years I thought Pauline was spelled L-E-A-N, and it was in preparation for the or the obituaries, L-I-N-E, and I had never knew my grandmother's maiden name, Newby. And it's Newby, yeah, but, and that's really Cornelia Newby. You say, okay, but my grandmother was a full-blooded Cherokee Indian. So we've got the Indian. We've also, my grandfather's dad was a full-blooded Blackfoot. Now, what's remarkable is that my mother never wore lipstick or never wore makeup. And this is part of the bringing up in the, you know, Pentecostal church, you know. You don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't wear makeup, you don't wear lipstick. And yet, you know, black women don't need it. I mean, cosmetics is not made for black women. I was in a Brazilian girl, I said, you know, you don't need makeup, but I never, you know, it's just that my mother, 90 years old, 70, and I never noticed my mother never wore lipstick. My mother's just a gorgeous lady. Just a gorgeous lady, you know. You know, fine as wine, you know, with everything, you know. Looks treasure behind. And my sister told me, she said, you know, mommy never wore lipstick or makeup. Doesn't need it. I mean, you see these black women with the show the makeup, what are you doing? You know, you're not on a TV show, so there's no shine on the camera. But that was something that I learned, that my mother never wore lipstick or makeup. And she had a couple of offers of matrimony after my dad passed, you know. But one of her proudest things was that she started the prayer group at Brooklyn Jewish Hospital. 37 years there. And she took a couple of years off when Teresa got going, you know, to get on straight and stuff like that. And I remember when she would get the job, you know, because they had the tests and stuff. She had to come home and, you know, you had to take urine samples and stuff like that. And everybody knew her. I was really thankful to God, because she does all the positivity that we do. When she retired, they had a party for her. And snowy day. Helen was going to come in, but the snow, but, you know, I went. And I was only one of the siblings to go. Helen couldn't get in because of flying. I just kind of wonder why Teresa and James didn't go. You know, sometimes we harness these sick days and stuff like that. But, you know, she was glad I was there, glad to be there. And man, they just loved her. They gave her a crystal clock. Yeah, I have that. You know, she, you know, mother wasn't into a whole lot of things. Liked to dress. You know, she always, I remember sometimes I'd go to church and my shirt would be a little Hey, Chase Melvin, let me iron that shit for you real quick. You would answer. You can't go up anymore. You know how you'd be conversating with the ministers and different officials. So you got to be looking your best. Yeah. She would iron your shirt for me real quick. And Mother's Day, we would take it to different places. And one particular Mother's Day, we went to this place we used to go to, and they had jacked the price up 3 times. We'd sit down, you know. My sister said, well, we already sat down. I said, no, we can get up. We got up. And we went to Dallas Barbecue that day. You know, it wasn't crowded, and we got a great meal, and so we started going there. And then as Mother's Day continued, they started getting crowded on Sunday, so we would go on a Saturday, you know. So we'd do Mother's Day on a Saturday at Dallas Barbecue and go out to James' house in Jersey and celebrate Sunday, you know, with moms, yeah. Got my ticket to glory, the song. Remember the closing song at Cornerstone, Savior, Lead Me, Lest I Stray. And my mother had us go to Sunday school. And what's the most important thing outside of learning about God? That's it. And it really helped you with your reading because, you know, in reading the Bible, you were able to read that type of terminology. So Shakespeare was no problem. My first Sunday school, Mr. Mickens. Calvin Mickens, Mother Mickens' son, and I met Anthony Wallace. Looked like Willie Mays, ran like Willie Mays, played the trumpet a lot like Miles Davis. Yeah, he's passed on too, but made that friendship in Sunday school. His Aunt Jenny asked, you know, come, need somebody to play with. We used to play punch ball. And certain areas were doubles, certain areas were triples. And that's our friendship. And he, I was engaged with my sister for a while. He helped me decide to go to the Air Force because he was in the Army. He got drafted. He went on a platoon, he's a platoon leader, 8 guys and himself. Woke up in the hospital. He's the only one that came back. That's when I said, you know what, I'm going to join the Air Force. I'd rather do 2 extra years and know I'm going to be around than chance you 2 years and not be around. It's... Mother's Day, well, we've gone beyond it now, but we had the best mom ever. This is Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley, and today is the first Mother's Day that my lovely mother is not here for me to both salute and honor. And born in Portsmouth, Virginia, lived for a little while in the famed Harlem, then came and now in the iconic Bed-Stuyvesant area, 77 years in that apartment she was in. Like I said, you know, everybody thinks their mother's the best. Yeah. And everybody, a lot of people don't have good mothers. You know, that's true, too. And we're just remembering my mother. And boom, more gospel music. We're going to close out here. It's something I've been wanting to do for a long time, but I got a chance here. We want to thank Reverend Akers, who came to the service. Reverend Jones, I believe, at the other church that we had it, at Second Church. You know, it's funny. First will be last, and the last will be first. Again, let me see. Here we got a couple here. Jesus Paid It All. Kurt Weill. Mm-hmm. Coltrane. Dear Lord. Closing here. Tell them what things I wanted to play and say, but just to kind of speak off of it.
Remembering my mom's. Was something too that Ingrid sent me to. And words too that Jarena sent me. I don't know how I was feeling about my mom's. Let me get those words. Stones and wreck my bones. Words have never hurt me. Sometimes they can help heal you, though. Talking about the sadness and the reasons to me. Not to be sad. Makes your mother sad. She's not here on earth with you, but she's seeing you somewhere. We all have to leave one day. Her time has come. But to accept it. Be happy, because if she sees you happy, she can live in peace. Really, really nice words. Hoops to call me and Lady A. No, just to make sure I was all right. And I'm sent to me by my former sister-in-law. I'm sure that they're going to always be, but it's about dear mother. Mother, these tears I shed today are because I miss you so. Especially on this special day, I just wanted you to know. Always in my heart, you will be there till the end when I see you again. I love you. Remember, Ray Lewis, we're talking to Clubhouse. He said, hey, ain't gonna be wonderful one day when all, you know, get to heaven and see our family and friends again. But it don't work that way. Memories of this time is gone. Your eyes is not seen. You can't envision what God hasn't planned for them to love the Lord. My mother loved the Lord, first and foremost. Here's her right behind her and her family. Some words and thoughts sent to me. I could need anything from my sister Helen. Without this segment, but some was long overdue. I thought I'd do some more today, but I wanted to do a little tribute to my mother. Mr. Helen said, first day without our beloved mother. And Teresa sent me some today. She's acting now the way she should have acted before.
That's lovely. The poem was lovely. And we just, more at the funeral of being about mom than nobody else. That was the complaint. But I love you, bro. And mommy, smell up from above. Listen to that poem that came out of your heart. God bless you. I love you. And forgive me for any wrongs I've done. Because mom taught us to love each other. And don't let the sun go down on our wrath. Love you. Bye now.
Let me see. Lovely poem. Broke tears in my eyes. Thanks, brother. You should have read this at her funeral.
So amazing was our mother. I miss her so much. Love you. Talk later. Hey. Right. Right. You know, moms was the best. Well, get ready to close out now. Here's a walk around heaven. Another one that I liked, and Dad brought this album. Got an autograph too by Brooke Benton. And it was him singing gospel songs and Lost Penny. We're going to do that. I'll try to get a little rest here. Got a lot of things to do, but about long overdue in doing this. And this is, I thought, apropos time. My Mother's Day helped me heal in a lot of ways. Brooke Benton, The Lost Penny.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words just barely visible: "In God we trust." I held it for a moment. Then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand. Oh, in God we trust, in God we trust. We're lost just like this penny unless in God we trust. And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny and place in me your trust." Oh, in God we trust, in God we trust. We're lost just like this penny unless in God we trust.
Little Matthew Jackson.
My
in the upper room. In depth. Blog Talk Radio and a Trust in God. And it was a Mother's Day special. We had the best mom ever. Remembering Mrs. Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley. 92 years old. Buried on her 93rd birthday. But there's a song that I heard on the Soul Stirrers. The night before the morning that my mother passed, and it just was so apropos to what was happening in the mind. Let's get it for you. Hold on. These closing moments and times here. I want to get that. As you know, Sam Cooke was the most foremost male gospel singer ever. And he was the conduit to other gospel singers going to secular music, as they would say, you know, devil's music, that type of thing. And I remember playing this particular CD on that night prior to my passing, and just it was just excellent. I thought peace, and we'll try to get it for you. Shirley Caesar too was one of her favorite singers. Eric Mahalia Jackson was, Aretha Franklin, before Aretha Franklin. They say, you know, they try to get Mahalia to sing R&B and stuff like that, but she said, no, she stayed out. No, it was Mahalia Jackson who got Dr. King to do the I Will Have a Dream speech. Yeah, she had to leave early, and she said something. Martin, don't forget that speech, Martin, because I think he kind of didn't know. Anyway, hey, she was the one to get him to do I Have a Dream. Yeah, legendary Mahalia Jackson. And this is the song that I heard on this record. The day that my mother.
Why should I feel
this is different cuts from the Soul Stirrers.
Why?
But that's not the record I want.
One day when I was lost in blue, one day my sense of life was true.
Valley.
But
this is the one.
I am standing. Just another day.
Was one, and she did. Go home. Heard that song on Fast Way on a Monday morning, like a husband did, and heard it about maybe 10, 11 o'clock, and a few hours later, she was gone. Going home. It has been, we had the best mom ever, a tribute in memory to my beloved mother, Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley, 92 years old, and buried on her 93rd birthday. Doc Stanley, sports today, blog, talk, radio, trust and grant. Something I plan to do 4 months ago now, but this is the apropos time, and I just can't thank enough people. Peter, who is now in both from Scotland, but now living in Fort DeLaza, Professor Calhoun, Glenn Martin, and tremendous contribution to him, Elliot and Crawford provided both mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. My cousins, the Howard sisters, Annette and Cynthia, with their cards that they sent to the family, and you just can't thank people enough. You know, I always say people have to be nice, and most people are not. I got a comment here too from my cousin Tim, and. You know, they don't do send a lot of comments, but I remember he sent one to me and said, "You know, I do that tribute to mommy. I'm gonna put that on there. So I'm gonna find it. Hopefully, put that on here. Have another closing prayer by my cousin, by my son. But I'm trying to look for that quote for Tim talked about, and I really appreciated him and Bob coming. You know, from Virginia." Cold today, and it was Dimity. I remember my mother's birthday for 88. Dimity had these folders, you know, for one night only. Remarkable, legendary, and beautiful Vivian Pauline Stanley will be performing her hit single, Got My Ticket to Glory, Unity Temple. This was what they made up for the. That must have been Teresa for Mommy's funeral service. That was the 20th. It was the 20th. And, well, you know, what should I say is history. But I'm looking for something that Denzel had. And Denzel said, you know, son's first love is his mother, and mother's first love is that son, you know, always. Let me see his name, Cousin Tim.
Hey, cuz, just checking in on your man, seeing how things are going, and if you got any update on the...
That was something else, Cousin Tim, no, that's not what he was saying. Yeah, give me a beautiful card for my mom's. Yeah, let's see.
Hey, cuz, good morning to you. Hope you well. Love you. First and foremost, hey, I wanted to find out what was the deal.
Jay, that's not what it was, too. You made a comment.
Hey, cuz, just wanted to run over strategy with you one more time, man.
All right, that was something. Hold on.
Hey, cuz, just checking in on you, man. First of all, good morning. We'll tell you I love you. I wanted to find out if you were ever mixing my head.
Right, so, no, that's not it.
Hey, cuz, you can always go back to Brooklyn, man. That's, you know, that's roots, bro. That's roots, man. That's what made you who you are, man. That's the reason you came down bold today, cuz. It's Brooklyn, man. You know, you got to go back there. You know, you're a legend in the neighborhood. Family. Bed-Stuy is, you know, your home Bed-Stuy, baby. Bed-Stuy is, you know, that's a Stanley thing. And, you know, you got to go back, brother. Check in. You know, reminisce a little bit. But, yeah, man. Hey, if you're sliding through, come on through, man. It's always tight on me during the week, bro. I've got a $400 million deal I'm trying to close, cuz, just to let you know. And there's a lot of shit going on, a lot of moving parts to get this thing done. But I'm trying to close something pretty substantial. And that's why a lot of times my engagement and communication is not what you think it is.
No, but I was just telling him about, you know, well, mom's gone, Brooklyn's gone. And he said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. No, this wasn't about mom. Let's see now.
Hey, cuz, just want to tell you good morning, man. Hope you and the family are well. I love you. You're looking good, bro. The family looks good, and Myla is just gorgeous, brother. You got so much to be thankful for, man. And, of course, you and Auntie, you know, y'all a beautiful photo of both of you. Take care of yourself, cuz. Just getting myself prepped for the day, man. About to go out here trying to make a dollar out of 15.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of messages, a lot of encouragement. Tim is, he looks just like his dad. So his dad was there, and Bobby looks like his mother, so she was there.
Hey, cuz, weather's a little tough out here today. We got some sleet last night beginning probably 2.
You know what? I always talk about him not conversing. He's done a lot here. Tampa Bay, here we go.
Because this is where we go sideways a bit, man. You know, that motherfucking COVID.
Okay.
Hey, cuz, just want to tell you, man, that I love you. I'm thinking of you. Listen, man, Aunt Vivian.
That's the one I'm looking for.
Yeah. Salt of the earth, one of the greatest women I've ever known, and just thankful for the impact she had in my life. Wasn't going to miss it for the world. Only thing that would have kept me from honoring your mother is if I was already up there in heaven, brother. That's just what that is. So I love you, man. I love the family. Y'all are all blessed, and y'all are from her seed, man. Her heart, her love, her wisdom, exudes itself through the entire bloodline. And I just want you to know I love you, cuz, grieve as you must, brother. It's a long process, trust me, from somebody who knows it. Mine been gone 7 years, and I still have rough days at times. So just know I love you, man. I had to be there for you. I never forgot that you, it's not tick for tack, but you were there. You supported me in my time of need. You said some very kind words about my mother, and I'll never forget you, man. So I love you. Here for anything you need, and I will be more consistent with the reach out, brother. Love you. Take care.
That's what I wanted. Got through some other things, though. There's some other nice words. I'm very proud of my cousins, all college grads, masters, degrees, and higher. Now, when Tim came here to New York, they had a company, and they were here, and I went down, and he threw out the gantlet for lunch, told the guys, hey, my cousin's here, I'm going to hang with my cousin here, got the rest of the day off. I took him out to dinner, he picked up the tab for that. I've always said about my cousins, you know, it ain't that I love the other cousins the less, it's that I just love the potatoes the best. Uncle Robert, man, you know, he's the first person I knew that would have turkey for you, and it wasn't Thanksgiving. You know, Melvin's coming down, turkey. You know, how can you not like a man like that? You know, and I remember cousin Bob said, you know, you're like Michael Jordan. You're always better than the hype. He's proud of them. Rob, first ever black commander of JCS unit, history of the United States military. That's where the Air Force came out of the Army. And he was a light bird doing a full bird's job. Got promoted to light full bird, but he should have got the brigadier. His wife, Maureen, mother of her first female black soldier of the year. Tim, he hit $400 million. You know, they didn't have nickels and dimes. Uncle Robert, a career in the Navy. Uncle John, a career in the Army. And in-laws and family. Just taking the time out. He set it bus over the earth. My mom, well, my hope is built on nothing less. Prayer, you know what I mean? Up to the knees. I remember when my mother passed, and I stand over at the house, and my sister Helen woke up today. The first thing I look, she's on her knees. Yeah, I remember we used to get up in the morning from school and get for the school on our knees. You know, sometimes you fall asleep. Okay, Ma, how long you praying there? But that's you know, teach your child when he's young the way he should go, and he'll do it when he's older. Didn't think I was going to do the show this long, but then I should do a lot longer when you're talking about the kind of mother I had, and you know, just so apropos. Mila, I call her MTV. Throwing my mom's in there. She came on the 5th. Mom's went on the 10th. Buried mom's on her 93rd birthday. Thank you for listening in. Doc Stanley, sponsoring that Blog Talk Radio and Trust in God Network. I was looking for that thing from Denzel. Let me see if I can try to find it. And a song I know my mother really liked. And part of... tradition.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
I was looking for from Denzel Washington, right here. Here it is.
Especially that first song.
Here we go.
The mother's last true love. That's getting choked up. A mother is a son's first true love. A son. Especially that first son is a mother's last true love. That's getting choked up. A mother.
That's two of us, Denzel.
Is a son.
That's two of us. Heard that? Got to be moved. I remember the time my brother James would call me and say, "My ass about you." I take comfort in knowing that my mother is in no more pain. I take comfort in the fact that she's in the best possible place she can be. I take comfort in the fact that she will be appreciated, respected, and not neglected ever again. I take comfort in that knowing that her living was not in vain. We'll close out with what Denzel said one more time. He's right. Boys, it's got to choke you up. Dr. Stanley, Sports Center, Blog Talk Radio, and the Trust in God Network, remembering Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley. The Ali of Denzel, one more time.
First true love. A son, especially that first son, is a mother's last true love. Getting choked up. A mother is a son's first true love. A son, especially that first son, is a mother's last. Getting choked up. A mother is.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
The son's first true love. A son, especially that first son, is a mother's last true love. That's getting choked up. A mother, first true love. A son, especially that first son, is a mother's last true love.
That. Hot Talk Radio, Listen Garden Network. Hot Talk. Thank you for being with us on this tribute. Remembrance of my mom's. Today is the first Mother's Day that my beloved mother is not here for me. Truth and honor. Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley passed away early on the morning, about 6 a.m., January 5th. My daughter was born, Neela and AKMTV. Town, another going up. Northern Virginia. 21st, 1929, to Bishop Paul M. Howard and Cornelia Newey, both Catholic and public school, in New York after marrying James Arthur. Out of New York City and resided in famed Harlem in New York City. 1929, moved to famed Brooklyn. Here she resided over 7 years
53 Stuyvesant Avenue, apartment 3A, and was a member of the legendary Cornerstone Baptist Church for 6 years. Four children, Melvin, Helen, Houston, lost to an early pregnancy. She herself, second born of seven siblings, John, David, Paul, Howard, Newman, here in Virginia. They are both born yet applaud. Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley. Words of my beloved sister Helen. Best mom ever. Jack Stanley, what's in that? Block Talk Radio. Listen, Guardian Network. Mommy, I love you. Yeah.
A mother is a son's first true love. A son, especially that first son, is a mother's last true love.
I'm getting choked up.
A mother.